Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program. Some hunters are required to take a hunter education course before heading into the field.
That's if they're born on or after September 2, 1971.
Terry Irwin, Hunter Education Coordinator for Texas Parks and Wildlife, says there's an easy way to find out if you're required to take it.
And if they'll just take a quick look at their license right under their city where they have HIP certification, it should say HE required or Hunter Ed required. If it's owner, that means they need to go and take the course. And we have plenty of courses scheduled throughout the state, especially right coming up before Thanksgiving and again right before Christmas holidays.
Those taking the course learn more than just how to aim and fire.
Oh, they learn firearm safety, they learn wildlife management, recreation safety, they learn about conservation, they learn about ethics, responsibility, and game laws, all those things they need to be a safe, responsible hunter out in the field.
Thanks, Terry. By the way, you can find a link to all hunter education classes when you go to passporttotexas.org. That's our show for today. Thank you for joining us. We record our series in Austin, Texas at the Production Block Studios. Our show is made possible in part by the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program. They're working to increase hunting, fishing, shooting, and boating opportunities in Texas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.